Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
That's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice, Lyrical Forte, and man, it seemed like it's been forever, man. We've been gone for a couple of weeks, but glad to be back, feeling good, all that good stuff, and appreciate y'all tuning in. We do this every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, bring you a variety of programming every week, the best of poetry, conscious hip-hop, R&B, interviews, discussions, topics, and all that good stuff. And the phone lines are open right now. Make sure you call in. You can call in to listen, share a piece, or get in on the discussions at 646-668-8072. And again, man, I missed y'all, man. It's been a couple of weeks. And make sure that you can also listen in a variety of ways. You can listen on blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice, the call-in number, or we are also streaming live on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. And you will find us there, but hope y'all feeling good, doing good, all that good stuff. But we're going to jump right into it, man. I want to play this track, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about it once I play it. But listen to this track, and hey, we'll be right back with you.
Greatest lesson from doing what I gotta do to be off in your presence.
breathing in your essence, don't affect your direction. Your life shining through my darkness, got me feeling never better. Basking in your glow, your day to take me on an odyssey. Beauty of your mind is something every day I gotta see. Molding me and shaping me to everything I ought to be. You can have my love, matter of fact, you can have all of me, just let me know. I was cold and broken till you told me let it go. Now it's in your hands and I hope you hold it close. Everywhere you are, that is where I wanna go. Whatever destination, yeah, I just wanna ride. No matter the location, I will be right by your side. Nothing that I wouldn't do to feel your love inside. Cause every time I'm next to you, I feel so alive. My soul with life with everything breath you take. No matter what I do, you keep forgiving my mistakes. Giving me the faith, cause every time I see your face, I can give you what you want, just name the time and the place. Have it how you like it, tell me what you wanna do. Ain't keeping nothing secret, everything belongs to you. Ain't nothing that I'm facing that your love got me through. Can't nothing here replace, the only thing I want is you. All I want is you, and you deserve the time. Waiting on my thoughts the way you're always on my mind. Feeling my desires, how your love is so sublime. Lighting up my life, now go ahead and let it shine. You know you the truth and everything else is a lie. Addicted to your love and I don't need another high. Had a lot of lovers, but they always left me dry. Cause moments filled with you, the only thing that satisfies.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice, and that right there was a song right there by Sent One. And a good friend of mine, Charles Russell, again, Sent One right there, and that piece right there was called Moment With You. And I'm going to play a couple more tracks as well, and stay tuned, man. In a couple of weeks, we're going to definitely get him on the show. I believe this is his first project, you know, putting it out there, and this is an EP that he released officially today, Nights at the Royal Plaza, and you can get it on SoundCloud. Check it out on SoundCloud, as well as you can look at my page, and it's free. It is free on my page, where you can actually download a copy of it on your mobile device. You can put it on your own CD. Excuse me. Whatever the case may be, but you definitely want to check it out. I'm going to play a couple of more tracks on this EP. Great body of work, man. Listen to it. He gave it to me a couple of weeks, put it in that weekend, and it's one of those pieces of work where you can just listen to it. Excuse me, y'all. Where you can just, you know, listen to it. You ain't got to skip it. You know, of course, you may have your favorite songs, but it's one of those tracks where you can just, you know, one of those albums where you can play the whole album and like every song, because, you know, it's hard to find music like that now where you can actually listen to the whole song, like, I mean, the whole album, like the whole album is worth listening to. So, man, definitely check him out. Support him again. Sent One. Again, Sent one, and look on my page as well. And it'll be on there too with the link and all that good stuff. But make sure, if y'all are just tuning in, make sure y'all call in tonight. The show is only going to be an hour long, only 1 hour long. So make sure you call in if you would like to make the mic nice, get in on the discussion or anything like that. Make sure you dial in right now, 646-668-8072. And I'm going to go with our Black Facts for today on October the 24th, give you some Black Facts for today. On this day in 1994, Dorothy Porter Wesley was born in 1905 to 1995. William Jefferson Clinton presented her with the Charles Frankel Award for the National Endowment for the Humanities. Also, on this day in 1972, the death of Jack Roosevelt, Jackie Robinson, at the age of 53, was the first Black in Major League 20th century in Samford, Connecticut. And also shout out to the Houston Astros, who will be going to the World Series, man, with everything that has been going on with them. That's really big. I think somebody mentioned 5 years ago they was the worst team in the league. And I don't really watch a lot of baseball, but I always catch, you know, the different highlights of different sports and that sort of thing. But definitely shout out to Houston as we think about Jackie Robinson on this day. Also on this day, first Black Arthur play to become a long run Broadway hit was on this day in 1935, and it was Langston Hughes' Mulatto, and it opened again on this day, October the 24th in 1935. And man, shout out to a great friend of mine, Patrick Washington. If you don't know Mr. Otis, man, make sure you check him out. Patrick Washington, aka Mr. Otis, doing some phenomenal plays, doing some phenomenal things all over. I mean, he's traveling and doing his plays, man, and just phenomenal, phenomenal. And it's so great to think of people that came before us who, you know, who paved the way, and we have still people that are, you know, still contributing to what's going on now. excuse me. On this day as well, in 1935, Italy invaded Ethiopia. American Blacks held mass meetings of protest and raised funds for the Ethiopian defenders. Makes me think of, kind of makes me think of what's going on in, how do you say it, Niger, with that whole situation. And man, y'all pay attention to what's going on. You know, I know a lot of times we want to escape politics and we don't really want to talk about those things, but it's more important than ever that we address these issues and we talk about them and we have a healthy, healthy dialogue. But those are your Black Facts for today on October the 24th. And again, make sure you call in if you would like to get in on the discussion at 646-668-8072. And earlier today, man, I just kind of came up on this article about a Black family-owned potato chip brand, which is about to expand in 41 states. And it plans to launch a new smoked barbecue flavor soon. But, man, I'm going to have to check out these chips. I'm going to read this article from online. And potato chip company is called Symphony Potato Chips, a Black-owned family business based in Atlanta, Georgia. It's quickly becoming a household name. And it's very flavorful and harmonious are the words that are used every day. But they try to saying the in your mouth full of these gourmet potato chips. It launched earlier this year by Dondre Anderson and his two daughters, Amina and Amari. And word quickly just spread out about this gourmet season, all natural gluten-free potato chip. In fact, the company is getting orders from all over the country. And if you would like some of these chips, make sure you go to symphonychips.com. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to have to order some too, just, you know, just support. And if they taste like they sound, how they make them sound, man, that's going to be even better. But they're, again, looking to expand to 41 states. because they're getting orders from all over. And sales have been coming in and all over the Southeast and most of the Northeast, the Midwest, and even as far as Hawaii, they have been getting these orders. Dundre says that they have sales success. They've had sales success in all but 9 states. And he encourages everyone to visit, again, the website, symphonychips.com, and place an order for a chance to win a free 12-pack of chips. And this offer is only good while supplies last. So make sure. Matter of fact, man, I think I'm going to go on here right now when I play this track and see about ordering some. But, again, they're coming up with new flavors and, you know, trying to see other things that work. But this company is amazing how this company came about. And I'm going to go to their website, and it talks about how it talks about their story. And it says how that they began their chips by selling them at the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra in 2016. Their patrons showed tremendous appreciation for the vibrant addition to the concession stands. Soon after, they began to expand the symphonies all over the state of Georgia. And now they're available online, and customers no longer have to leave the house to get to the symphony of the flavors that they have to snack on. And they're shipped right in Atlanta as well, and they ship less than 24 hours after you order, so you get them real quick and that sort of deal. And just make sure you check them out, man. It's always good to support different businesses and things like that, so make sure you go online and support Symphony Chips. Again, at symphonychips.com. We're going to keep things going, man. Again, I appreciate y'all coming through and tuning in as always, man. And again, if you would like to make the mic nice, we're only having an hour long show today. Make sure you call in. That call in number is 646-072. Again, that's 646-668-8072. And if you would like to start a discussion or make the mic nice, then press the 1 button and you will be put in the host queue. But man, it's always great to see y'all on the radio. Let's go.
But then you should let her go. But those people just be talking, they don't really know. Cause it's rare to see a love like yours. Just to think about you leaving make my heart hit the floor. And just leave it there, don't nobody pick it up. There's only one person strong enough to lift it up. And he the very one that made you. I guess he got the right to come and take you. Then we got to die, no, I say was the worst. But you and me together, we done made it through the worst. I was praying for your heaven, yeah, I know the faith works. But don't nobody tell you someday it's faith hurt. Ain't trying to be a pessimist, yeah, I know what it's worth. Believing is a blessing, but it's feeling like a curse. Sunday morning coming, I don't want to go to church. If I had sorry for your loss again, I'ma go berserk. Real talk, no lie. I'm just trying to keep my head to the sky. I don't want to question God. I don't want to wonder why. What's the reason for you leaving? What's the purpose for you dying? Not something I can figure. Ain't no need in even trying. I don't want to know the answer. I just want to stop crying. Oh, Lord. Show me where your peace is. This song hurts, but I know somebody needs it. If you ain't by my side, I don't know how I'm gonna make it. Got some pain in my heart. And I pray the Lord take it. A lot of people in the world, but you know you were my favorite. I ain't good with goodbyes. I just pray I'll see you later. See you later. Yeah, I pray I see you later. I just pray I see you later. A lot of people in the world, but you know you were my favorite. I ain't good with goodbyes. I just pray I see you later. Kinda hard to fathom you not being alive. I got the keys to your house, but I'm scared to go inside. Cause I know that you ain't there. All you ever did was share. All you tend to love and care. Man, this life ain't fair. You were far from perfect, but it's hard for me to know it. Every day you said you love me. All you ever did was show it. All you ever did was make me believe that I could do anything. Conceive all of my dreams, but now it seems that them dreams all gone. Somewhere they have floated. Your love made my fire work, but now that it's exploded. I don't know if I can move on. It's so hard to keep on going. If there's freedom from this pain, somebody please let me know it. Let me know it. get me out this place. I'm trying to stay strong, keep a brave face, but inside there's a void that I can't seem to avoid. I keep trying to leave it alone, but this hurt can't be ignored. This living room is quiet now, as my emotions start to quiet down. I start dealing with these feelings, I know overdue. People, I can feel smooth, I'm reminiscing over you. Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but sometimes I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back when you and me were friends again, back when kisses on the cheek were sweet as cinnamon. Let's begin again, and I promise that I'll never ever take your day for granted. Every moment that I'm given, every second that I'm headed, I'll appreciate every breath. I'll be grateful for every step. I promise I won't complain, cause I'll be closer to day you left. I'm just trying to be real, no, I'm just trying to heal, cause it's hard and summer cold, there's nothing I can conceal. Nah, cause it's hard knowing that the greatest friend of me will now be only living inside of my memory. Take it how you want it though, cause it's the greatest pain I've ever known. I keep getting through this song, and I hope somebody hears, cause I know I'm not alone. Take it with you, take some comfort from these words, from relief to your hurt. Everywhere I'm sending them, I pray that when they get to the end, they finally get some peace until the day they see their friend again. You ain't by my side, I don't know how I'm gonna make it. Got some pain in my heart, and I pray the Lord take it. A lot of people in the world, but you know you were my favorite. I ain't good with goodbyes, I just pray I'll see you later.
See you later.
Yeah, I pray I'll see you later. I just pray I'll see you later. A lot of people in the world, but you know you were my favorite. I ain't good with goodbyes, I just pray I'll see you later. It's been 6 months and I ain't been to your grave, cause honestly goodbye is something I don't wanna say. And it's been a hard adjustment, homie, just trust me. Ready to move on, yeah, so please don't rush me. Know I gotta go on, yeah, you know I have this, but I ain't ready yet to love her in the past. Cause seeing her in the casket almost drove me to madness. I'm trying to wrap my mind around the fact of a passing, and I'm finding myself asking, why am I hurting you? Cause where you are now, there's no more hurting the truth. Cause there ain't no more tears when you're in that perfect place. I know you celebrated when you entered heaven gates. Your reason never pause or cease, no periods or commas. I just know you found relief from all the lies and all the drama. Just to know you and to hold you, I'ma say it was an honor. But until the day we meet again, I love you, mama.
There was another track right there by Sent One called See You Later, dedicated to his mom who passed, unfortunately, this year. Very just deep, heartfelt song right there, man. And again, make sure you check him out. Again, his name is Sent One. Go to my page as well if you're not following me, Lyrical Forte, and you can get the EP for free. Download it, and I'm telling you, you're going to want to listen to every single track on this EP. But we're going to keep things going. Again, make sure you call in. The call-in number is 646-668-8072. And we have a call on the line with the last four digits of 1643. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Forte. This is Anthony out of Knoxville.
What's going on, man?
First time caller. What's going on, brother?
Oh, man. Man, I can't complain.
You've probably already talked about this before, but I was just curious of how you where you stood at with the whole kneeling down during the NFL, and if you think it should go to baseball and basketball and, you know, all the other sports. And I'll hang up and listen to you.
Man, I just realized who you were, man. What's going on? He hung up. That's actually my girlfriend's brother. Appreciate him calling in. But he mentioned the situation with the NFL. We did talk about it a couple of weeks ago. But as far as I stand with it, I definitely think that they have the right to kneel. And you really have to understand the whole reason why they're kneeling. It's not to, you know, disrespect the flag at all. Even if when you look at the whole situation of, you know, when Kaepernick first sat down before he kneeled and he, you know, talked to a former veteran, he told him how he felt like sitting down was disrespectful, but that he should kneel instead because, you know, anytime, you know, when a fallen soldier has died, you know, at funerals and things like that, and when they present the flag, they always kneel. They always take a knee, you know. And that's really the reason that sparked him kneeling instead of sitting in the first place. And again, it's not about the flag. It is to protest police brutality and everything else that is going on in our country that we don't want to talk about. And it's crazy to me how people are angered more about someone kneeling than they are about unarmed young black men dying. To me, that just blows my mind that, you know, people are so upset about, you know, this whole kneeling situation, but they're not as outraged about racism in this country. They're not, you know, out in the arms about, you know, everything else that is going on in this country. And I think if people were to speak on those situations more so than getting upset about somebody kneeling, you know. And not only that, but I was listening to a radio show maybe a month or so ago, and one guy who was Catholic called in, and he talked about how he actually felt that kneeling was more patriotic or more humbling, more respectful than standing up. Because him as a Catholic, you know, they kneel when they pray, they kneel before they go to the confession box and things like that. And he saw it as actually being more, you know, it meant more, and it was more respectful by taking a knee than actually standing up. And it really made me think, because, you know, when you take a knee, it's like you're humbling yourself. You know, you're humbling yourself. And so in that regard, it's like, that makes sense. You know, that really makes sense. And, you know, if you have talked about the handbook of the flag and the different things that we do that are in the handbook that tells us not to do. First of all, it says nothing about standing in the handbook. And it has a lot of things that we do as far as, you know, putting the American flag on clothing and, you know, 4th of July plates and stuff like that. It talks about how it shouldn't be used in that way. It talks about, if I'm not mistaken, holding it, being let it being horizontal or something like that. Don't quote me on it, but that's just really how I stand. You know, I've only been to maybe one football game since the whole kneeling situation has occurred, where I was in a position of not standing. Like, times like say for instance, I done been to football games and I stood up the whole game, you know what I mean? So I don't take those, you know, those times, I don't count those times of actually standing for the national anthem. But honestly, this past week, I don't know how you all may feel about it, but a couple of weeks ago I went to a Miami game and I sat down, and I would have actually kneeled, being that it does seem to be, you know, more respectful, but I couldn't. Where I was at, it was no way to kneel. But that was my way of protesting. And it's one of those things where, put yourself, no matter who you are, you know, what the case may be, put yourself in my shoes as a young African-American. And, you know, I've heard a lot of times people say, well, you know, I don't know how it feels to be black, or, you know, I'm not black, so I don't know how it feels. You don't have to be black to understand what's wrong and what's right. You know, I think about the young lady, Heather, apologize for not remembering her last name, but the young lady, white lady who died in, it's just losing right now, in Charlottesville, Virginia, this past summer, who stood up for what's right. A white young lady who stood up for what's right. And she got it. And, you know, to me, I asked myself, you know, I asked myself, like, what does it take? What is it going to take for other people that don't look like me to understand like she did, to really get what's going on? You know, what is it going to really take for other people that don't look like me to stand up for me and stand up for what's right? A couple of weeks ago, I heard another lady who was talking about, actually she had a caller to call in, and he was saying that he was going to a protest, and he was African-American, and she told him don't go. And she told him don't go because she said that she felt like it's time for white Americans to stand up for us. We've been out there marching too long, and now it's time for them to say, hey, I don't agree with this. Hey, this does not define me. This isn't who I am. Everybody isn't like that. And speak out and speak up against racism and hatred and things like that. I know y'all probably wasn't expecting a big, long-winded conversation like that, but I just try to, I guess, explain every situation that I can. And I wish you, wish he would have stayed on the phone so I can hear what he actually had to say about it. Because I mean, that's what it really comes down to is, you know, how do you really feel about it? And it's I don't want to have a monologue. I want to have a dialogue. I want to have a conversation with you all about different things so we can agree to disagree or whatever the case may be. But, you know, understand one another by listening to one another. But again, call in the number 646-668-8072. And I'm going to play one more track. I have another call online, but I'm going to play one more track by Sent One, and this piece is entitled Lurking. Check it out.
Got it.
And that last track again was by Sent One called Lurking. We're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. We're going to bring on another than our regular, a great friend of Mike Nice. And we're going to have to get her back on here and co-host with me again. Had such a great time with her about a month ago. None other than the Serum of Truth. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, Raquel. I'm making it.
Good. Are you feeling better?
Not really, but you know, I had to tune in, and I've done a press one.
Got you. I definitely appreciate you coming through.
Why? No problem. I'm going to hop on this little NFL thing, honey.
Got you.
I really don't see what the problem is.
Right.
They try to make it seem like, okay, this is the land of the free, right?
Right.
How free are we exactly? Because now you're trying to force me to do something I don't agree with. I'm trying to be respectable about it. You're still not with it. You know, it's really petty, to be honest. It's really just a song. It really is just a song. And it does not, why should I stand for something that talks about me?
Yeah.
Why should I stand for this particular, really, LaQuentin, it's just a song.
Yeah.
And really, I think it would be easier to just take it out of the game, because what you're going to be more mad about, me not standing for the song, or me not catching this ball, me not blocking, me not, what you're really going to be mad about?
Yeah, right.
Are you really mad about me not standing, or would you be more mad about me just not playing in this game because I really feel some type of way about it?
Yeah. You exactly right. And I think about, I believe like 78% of the NFL is African American. And
LaQuentin, why sit out? How about a Negro League? It already is the Negro League. You don't even need them. They have enough coins to do it. Don't be scared. And then you ain't got to stand for nothing you don't want. If the white guys want to play, they might have to stand to the Negro national anthem. If you're gonna be if you're gonna force these things on people, be ready.
You're right. They're definitely cut up then. But, and something that's really not talked about, too, is, NFL players haven't always actually stood up for the national anthem. I believe it was until 9/11 that they actually came out. And the military actually paid them to come out and stand for it. And, that's something that's not really talked about either. It's not because they came together and said, hey, let's do it. It was a paid kind of thing to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting paid already. I think it's their choice if they stand or kneel or sit down. My thing about it is I know what the song means to these particular people that brought, that came about the song. But
right.
I think it would be easier to just remove it from the whole situation. Then we ain't got to worry about it. Game on. That's what you're there for anyway. You're there for the love of football, which comes way before patriotism in America.
Yeah.
Football is like a number one love. It's before voting. It's before anything really important about day-to-day life. I look forward to football season. And really, it takes too long to do all of that. Just get out there and have the game. And get paid to play the game, not to stand for the song.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Be concentrating on the score. Did they make the down? That's what football is about. And as far as the other sports, that's up to them if they want to do that. All I'm saying is it's hard to stand for stuff that really ain't got your back. It's hard when you conscious. When you're woke about it, it's hard to stand for trash.
Yeah.
And then you have it on the books that I'm free. So, I'm free to not stand. You know?
Yeah. And it's funny that you mentioned that too, about being free, and we're definitely going to talk about that too, the clause in the 13th Amendment that people don't really talk about or, you know.
At this point, we wake up every day and we have like a list of do's and don'ts. We have this set group of laws, and it's up to them whether we're going to follow them or not today.
Yeah.
And that's what these little small situations that keep popping up, all these different mass killings and these race-targeted situations, you got to think about what the end game is about all of it. You know? They really mad that he showed his color. That's what they mad about. They ain't mad that he didn't stand. They really not.
Yeah, right.
They mad that, oh, you done showed your tail again. See, I done gave you all of this and you're still trying to show your tail. That's what they really mad about.
Mad about. You're right.
You're
anytime we protested. Yeah.
Right.
And that's the thing. Anytime we've protested, they haven't seen it as being right. You know.
Right. If we show any signs of not being satisfied, oh, it's a hell of a problem.
Yeah.
It's the number one problem. It looks like the black people are not satisfied. Oh, it's a problem. Whatever you done, it's a problem. For sure.
You are absolutely right, and definitely appreciate you getting in on the discussion. And do you want to tell everybody about your experience this past weekend?
Wow. Considering I was the only colored person out there. Putting on
the
train in the Forest Cemetery, you know. It was definitely an experience.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it, and, you know, I love to act and put on and whatnot. I think they enjoyed it, and I got a lot of applause, and I will definitely be back at the walkthrough time at Forest Cemetery next year. I'm hoping to have a few of my crew with me to, you know, really sell that. I know you play Faithful Jack, but, you know, your wife is over in Southern Hills.
Yes, and
we might have to have your wife over there with us.
Yes. That's something that I'm really going to have to do is research that and see how we can get that going and see what more we know about Faithful Jack.
Right, absolutely. And we're trying our best to get as much clear at Southern Hills as possible because we would like to put on our own walkthrough times of our own people. And it's going to take a little time, but that's what we're pushing for as far as that.
Awesome. That'll be great. How can people that are listening in, how can they know more about Grace Heritage and all that good stuff?
They can find any information about the nonprofit on Facebook, and it's Grace Heritage Community Development. It has the list of the cleanups that we have and whatever activities that we are participating in the city. Exquisite Women is also, you can find whatever we're doing on that page as well. And once again, it's Grace Heritage Community Development on Facebook. And we do take donations, not just cash donations. We take time donations. You can come out and we beat a little row for us, you know. We accept borrowing tools, different things like that. You can hand out water because we're going to get it done. We don't want to be forgotten ourselves, and we shouldn't forget about our past either. So we're going to keep it pushing on that note.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for just representing us and, you know, always going above and beyond for our people. And just really appreciate just to be connected with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on. Before I go, Exquisite Women has a scholarship out for $500. It's a cash personal expense scholarship for senior females that will be attending trade or college in fall 2018. And there's a form that's on Facebook and is circulating. I would definitely recommend if you have a senior female for them to check that out because it costs a lot to try to get from, you know, parents' home to college type thing. You got to have some actual cash, and that is a scholarship that Exquisite Women has out right now.
Okay. Cool deal, cool deal. And I'll make sure I share that as well. And see, always doing something. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, we stay busy, busy.
Cool deal. And thank you again. Thank you so, so much. And that right there was the Serum of Truth. Man, she's always doing something. I haven't caught it yet. I've been missing out. I've been missing out from Left Foot Catering. And so make sure, not this week, but I believe she'll be back next week. If you're in the Gaston area, if you want to order a plate, then make sure you check out Left Foot Catering. And man, she summed it up, what she said. I mean, I don't think I could have said it better with everything that's going on. But, you know, they're going to always complain about us using our voice, that sort of deal. But, hey, we can't let that silence us by any means necessary. So we're going to keep things going, man. Again, we have about 12 minutes left in the show. So if you want to come through and blaze the mic, you definitely have an opportunity to do so. And I appreciate everybody that's coming through, everybody that's on Facebook Live, Periscope, as well as Blog Talk Radio. All those that are just tuning in, listening in to what's going on and that sort of deal. But man, it's again, it's good to be back on, and we'll be back here again next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Always have a good time, always having a great discussion. Stay tuned for some giveaways, stay tuned for some interviews, all that good stuff. Continue to lock in, be locked in here. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice, where you can join Blog Talk Radio to get reminders of every week of when the show will broadcast, and you'll get reminders, maybe two reminders throughout the week of what's going on and that sort of deal. And it'll be great. We always have some good fun and that sort of deal. And if you're listening in and you have a business, or you have an idea of us broadcasting a live show in front of a live audience, please let me know as well. We'll love to see what we can do to make that happen. If you are an artist, spoken word artist, a musician, a singer, a singer, any of that, then make sure that you link up with me as well. On Facebook, all my social media is Lyrical Forte. You can hit up my email at lyricalforte@live.com. We're going to keep things going, man. I'm going to play a track by Lecrae, and it's called Lucky Ones.
When it's all said and done, you and I are the lucky ones. We fought many, and we'll fight the night until we see the sun. I'm the lucky ones. We are the lucky ones. We are here.
Yeah, under the sun I found we were left to drown. Evil abounds, weight is pulling us down. No sight or sound, impaired to his care. Chasing after the wind, running after the air. Deserving of desertion, servants of destruction. And every day we taste of a grace that we're unconcerned with. My sin I should be burned with. I'm guilty, filthy, and stained. But he became a curse, drank my cup and took my pain. Yeah, for that he reigns. Through faith I'm changed. And I don't have a reason why he loosened up my chain. I don't believe in luck, I believe in grace. But they say we're lucky cause we seen his face. Yeah. And we heard him call us, and he heard our answer. And he gives us second chances when we throw our hands up. So weary and broken, hoping his arms will be open. Unconditional love has got us locked into his focus. I guess we the lucky ones, huh? Yeah.
When it's all said and done, you and I are the lucky ones.
guilt, my doubt in my past. Fortunate to trust in you, cause I've doubted your plans. I've questioned your ways. Every question I raise is foolishness compared to mountains, the wind and the waves. You're so mindful of us, and we rise from the dust. You love these cheating, beating hearts and these eyes full of lust. Gave us power to fight it, though we cower in quiet. We have the faith to start a riot, how can we deny it? Fire inside us that you kindle when it starts to dwindle. And simply put, I'm simple, so your love is essential. I don't believe in luck, no, I believe in grace. They say we're lucky cause we've seen your face. Lord, we heard you call us, you heard our answer. And you give us second chances when we throw our hands up. I'm weary and broken, but your arms will be open. Unconditional love has got us locked into your focus.
See, I'm not saying I'm always right.
No, I ain't always right.
And I ain't saying that I'm perfect.
I know I ain't perfect.
And I know I don't deserve it.
I surely know I don't deserve it.
But I'm glad I got this life.
But you love me.
I'm glad that I got
you. Love me, you forgive me.
It makes me alive.
Thank you. They can't measure this kind of love.
When it's all said and done, you and I are the lucky ones. We've fought many.
That's all for tonight's show. But man, I appreciate each and every one of y'all who have come through, blazed the mic, those have just called in and listened. Remember, we're here every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to 8 p.m. Tonight, we're cutting off short, have some things that I got to do. But make sure you tune in every Tuesday. Again, if you'd like to be a part of Mike Nice, then link up with me so we can get you on here, that sort of deal. Or if you have some people in mind, to local artists, to well-known artists, hey, we'll definitely try to get them on here. And, you know, just stay tuned to so many great things that are about to happen here on Mike Nice. And somebody asked me, you know, I'm a big college football fan. Somebody asked me about what I think about the Kirby and Saban matchup if Alabama goes to the, well, I don't want to sound, what's the word, bodacious or anything, but when Alabama goes to the SEC championship, how do I think the matchup with him and Kirby Smart? And I told him that the teacher hasn't lost to a student yet. So I think it'll be a good game. But, man, make sure y'all go out and watch some college football. Watch the World Series, man. I think, you know, they're always, Taco Bell is always giving us in the way for it. If somebody does something, so even if you pay attention to it for that, man, just stay tuned, stay woke, stay knowing what's going on, because believe it or not, it does affect you. But I want to leave you with this, man, and I thought it was fitting to what we were talking about and the issues with our country that still haunts us. I'm gonna leave you with this. This quote says, if you tell the truth, it becomes a part of your past. If you lie, it becomes a part of your future. Make you think, right? Make you think. Man, I know today is Tuesday, but hey, keep pulling through this week. Thank you, and we'll see you on the radio.
Lord, it was you for me.
Everybody knows that God did it for them, just say it was you, Father.
No man, no man.